Today, the retirement trap. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance and the Lytics Wealth, the latest posts covering finance and property news with a distinctively Australian flavour. Following up from yesterday's post on the whole question of the future of retirement and the pension system, there was a very interesting article published in the New Daily highlighting information from BetaShares. And I wanted to discuss this today because this is another aspect of the superannuation system and the trap that exists. This is what the article says. A growing number of Australians are finding themselves in a retirement trap that erodes their income for saving more money. Research by exchange-traded fund providers BetaShares found Australians with super balances between $350,000 and $600,000 at retirement age can shrink their income accidentally by saving more. The ironic problem is caused by the pension asset test, which progressively decreases the benefits pensioners can receive based on their wealth. Retirees would need well over $500,000 to escape the trap, according to BetaShares senior investment specialist Dr. Roger Cohen, who co-authored the research. Common wisdom tells us that accumulating more savings through our working lives should result in higher income in our retirement years, Dr. Cohen said. However, our analysis shows that for certain people, under the current system, accumulating more money can actually produce the reverse. The average super balance for Australians aged between 55 and 64 in 2017-18 was $302,700 for men and $245,100 for women, based on ABS data. An asset allocation doesn't matter because Dr. Cohen measured retirement incomes using a pension multiplier, a number bigger than or equal to one that shows the size of a retiree's income relative to the age pension. For example, a retiree with a pension multiplier of 1.5 could expect to receive an income 1.5 times larger than if they lived off the age pension on its own. Using this measure, Dr. Cohen found the retirement trap caught people using vastly different retirement strategies, ranging from very defensive to highly aggressive. The transition from full entitlement to the age pension to no entitlements needs to be smoother, Dr. Cohen said. It is certainly an undesirable situation that for some people, more is not necessarily more. Without considering the eventual policy changes from the Retirement Income Review, our research shows that people in retirement can only escape the retirement trap if they accumulate an asset base well over $500,000. So $500,000 is key to a comfortable retirement, because research from the Association of Superannuation Funds of Australia found most Australians need close to $600,000 in savings to achieve a comfortable lifestyle in retirement. The AFSA found that the average single Australian needs an annual income of $43,787 to pay for the necessities while still leaving money for holidays and other leisure activities. Couples need an annual income of $61,786 to achieve the same. And that would require a super balance of around $640,000 for couples. But of course, it depends on the interest rate that can be captured. And to be fair, as I discussed yesterday, if the returns are lower, then you need a significantly higher balance, as this table shows. And if indeed you wanted a higher level of income, more than $100,000, then you're looking at a superannuation balance of not hundreds of thousands, but millions of dollars, unless returns are much higher than they're expected to be over the next few years. And I'll also make the point that some people said yesterday that they had got very good returns on their superannuation account last year. Yes, that's true, because the stock market performed remarkably well. But it's unlikely that we're going to see similar performance in the months and years ahead, particularly with low interest rates and the fact that the market is overvalued at the moment. So the chances are that people are going to need more money in their superannuation accounts than they may think they do, and that many people will be caught in this middle ground where essentially as they save more, they end up with less. The structure of superannuation in Australia, I think, is a bit of a joke, and I continue to argue that it supports the financial system through fees and through bigger balances, but is not fit for purpose and does not provide the safety net into old age that was envisaged, I think, initially. So it's time for a fundamental review, a root and branch review of the whole superannuation system. And given, of course, that income growth is very low at the moment, people putting more money into superannuation ahead is even more unlikely, which just makes the situation even worse. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.